It has long been known that psychedelic substances are capable of inducing profound spiritual experiences that have the potential to entirely shift the course of one's life. But a recent theory has emerged from a scholar by the name of Benny Shannon, who is a professor at Hebrew University in Israel, and he claims that the notorious story in the Bible, Moses and the Burning Bush, came about through an experience Moses had on the psychedelic compound dimethyltryptamine, or DMT for short. If you are unfamiliar with this story, allow me to read you this piece from the Bible. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness, and he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. So basically from this we can derive that he comes across a bush that is on fire, looks around and hears the voice of God speaking to him from the bush, and he seems surprised that he has spent so much time near the bush to find it is still on fire and hasn't burned up. God then has an elaborate conversation with him, disclosing his plans for the nation of Israel, and then from this, Moses came back down from the mountain with word from God and helped lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And what this bush supposedly burning was is believed to be the acacia bush, which is abundant in the region where this event took place, the Sinai Peninsula, and this bush is rich in DMT, and if Moses had inhaled a significant amount of the smoke, he could have been thrown into a DMT-like trip. And if you don't know what DMT is like, allow me to explain because it is pretty insane. So what is notorious about this psychedelic compound is that when it is inhaled, it takes effect instantly, and pretty much all people who try it, whether it is in its smokable form or in a drinkable form, ayahuasca, report having profound spiritual experiences. And it is actually Benny Shannon's first-hand experience with ayahuasca that was so similar to that of Moses and the Burning Bush that led him to look further into this and see if it could have been DMT-related. According to studies done with DMT by Dr. Rick Strassman in the 1990s, the majority of people in the study who were given DMT said it was one of the most significant experiences of their entire life. Think about that for a second. Think about your most significant experiences. It's probably something like the birth of your child or death of a loved one or something like that. And yet people who had profound experiences on DMT would relate that experience as significant or more significant than those things I just mentioned. And in this, most people said they felt they're communicating with some sort of higher intelligence, whether you want to call that God, the divine, the universe, a machine elf, that's common to say for people who try DMT, or whatever else. So of course, if Moses was tripping on DMT, it would definitely be a significant experience, one of the most significant of his life. Another notable thing about the effects of DMT is time dilation. The effects of DMT last no longer than 15 minutes, but during that short period of time, it can feel like you've been in there for only seconds, or a couple minutes, or perhaps hours, days, weeks, months, or even years. It could be anything because time perception gets utterly distorted and really isn't being perceived in any sort of linear way at all. And in Moses' experience, he said the bush was burning but was not burning up. So if Moses was gazing at this bush and felt like he was talking to God, he may have felt like a very long time had passed, when in fact only a few minutes may have gone by. Whether this is true or not, we don't know. We will almost certainly never know. And recently a journalist named Hamilton Morse went on the Joe Rogan podcast because, as many of us know, Joe loves to talk about DMT all the time. And what Hamilton said is that it is unlikely that this Moses and the Burning Bush story was induced by DMT because people in South Mexico who use Mimosa hostilis as tree bark, which contains a similar amount of DMT as the acacia bush, they use this Mimosa hostilis as firewood, which means they literally burn it, and yet these people feel no psychoactive effects from it whatsoever. So yeah, who knows if Professor Shannon is right about his claim. Maybe they should do an experiment, burn a group of acacia bushes, and have some people nearby and see what the hell happens. Whatever the case may be, since psychedelic compounds are so well known for inducing profound spiritual / religious experiences, there is a good chance that they may have played a role in the beliefs of many religions today. There are other references to psychoactive compounds in the Bible, And there is evidence that cultures going back thousands of years, including the Egyptians, understood the power of these substances when it came to connecting with the divine. I never really thought much of religion at all until I had a few psychedelic experiences of my own. I thought it was all stupid, kind of brainwashy type shit, and to an extent that is true when it becomes dogmatic and you start clashing over beliefs and stuff like that, but in my own experiences, I just felt the sheer interconnectedness with everything that exists. I felt oneness. I got that sense that somehow, even though I am only aware of and am perceiving the body I am in, everyone and everything else is connected to me somehow. I'm just not aware of it all the time, and because of this, we should love each other, do good things for each other, and try our very best to not be selfish, to not do evil, and to not do destructive things. And all those things I just said, the interconnectedness, the oneness, the do good, the don't be selfish, those are all key themes underlying virtually all religions. And I think the fact that I was able to obtain the key themes from just a few psychedelic experiences is really, really noteworthy. And one way or another, I think it is very likely that these substances have played a profound role in our culture and our beliefs today, because the evidence of civilizations using them just go back thousands of years. So if somehow the story of the prophet Moses in the burning bush was induced by DMT, I would not be surprised. So that's pretty much all I got for this video, guys. If you enjoyed it, please give it a like and drop a comment for that algorithm boost. And if you wish to support me on a deeper level, I do have a Patreon. Link will be in the description. I'd be ecstatic if just one person pledged. And without further ado, guys, have a great day and peace.